Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
May 25, 1806. Sweating it out. The sweat lodge, or sweat hole, like the one used yesterday to treat Bratton, remains popular with both Indians and non-Indians today. It is both a traditional ceremony and a real cure for various ailments. Some northern European peoples use a similar treatment for aches and pains. As with the Indian method, according to the journals, a cold bath after the sweat is sometimes part of the treatment. Modern versions of this, of course, are steam and dry saunas. Captain Clark describes a routine day.
Rained moderately the greater part of last night and this morning until 6 a.m. The child is not so well today as yesterday. I repeated the cream of tartar, which did not operate. We therefore gave it a clyster in the evening. I caused a sweat to be prepared for an Indian in the same hole which Bratton had been seated in 2 days past. Dreer, Labiche, and Peter Crozat set out hunting towards the Quamish grounds, if they can cross the creek which is between this and that place, which has been the barrier as yet to our hunters. One of our men purchased a bearskin, which was the skin of an animal of the middle size of bears. Together with the different sizes and colors of those which have been killed by our hunters, gives me a stronger evidence of the various colored bear of this country, being one species only, than any I have heretofore had. The variegated bear I believe to be the same here with those of the Missouri, but are not so ferocious as those on the Missouri, perhaps from the circumstance of their being compelled from the scarcity of game in this quarter to live more on roots, and of course not so much in the habit of seizing and devouring living animals. The bear here is far from being passive as the common black bear. They attack and fought our hunters already, but not so fiercely as those of the Missouri. We attempted to sweat the sick Indian, but could not succeed. He was not able either to set up or be supported in the place prepared for him. I therefore determined to inform the natives that nothing but severe sweats would restore this disabled man, and even that doubtful in his present situation. Captain William Clark, May 25, 1806.
Captain Clark's journal entry today was no doubt copied from Captain Lewis. The extensive detail about the bear species was typical of Lewis's writing. Clark generally emphasized other matters and wrote in a different style. Lewis did write that he wished it to be in his power to use electricity in providing a cure for the sick Indian. Lewis was aware that Benjamin Franklin had experimented with electricity in treating paralysis cases with indifferent results. By 1800, electricity had acquired some popularity in treating various diseases. The clyster, given to Little Pomp as a treatment, was an enema. Tomorrow, snow melting, river rising.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Excerpts are from Gary Moulton's exhaustive edition of the Expedition Journals. Additional material from The Lewis and Clark Companion by Stephanie Ambrose Tubbs and Clay Jenkinson. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at YellowstonePublicRadio.org.